It's now time for our Troy Locker Room Chat here tonight. Final one of the 22-23 high school basketball season. Brandon Tamman with you, and we start here on the girls' side with head coach, that is Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Markets, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, it's been a fun year, and obviously still a lot to play for here with Substate beginning tomorrow night. But let's talk about the regular season finale on Tuesday, a ranked Donovan West team who's won 15 games this year, and you saw them earlier in the year, and that was one that you probably wiped away pretty quickly. And although a loss on Tuesday, you play the Mustangs much tougher. You kept it close, gave yourself a chance, 55-45 the final. And I know it's not a win, but I'm sure you could take some positives from that game Tuesday heading into Substate.
Yeah, I thought we competed pretty hard from start to finish, and we don't always do that, it doesn't seem, but I mean, that kept us in the ball game, just playing hard and trying to do some good things execution wise on offense. And we did get some nice open shots. Peyton Ingman had a huge game, had 22 points. And I hate to put the pressure on her, but we kind of come and go with her. She has some big games, you know, or she'll get 20, get 17. And then, you know, she has some games where she gets zero or two, and she knows this. I mean, it's no secret, but boy, when she scores, we're capable of beating some teams, and if we would have played a lot of our games like we competed last night, we would have a lot more wins than we do now. Unfortunately, we were playing a great team, a well-coached team last night with a trio of seniors there. I think they have three seniors that are playing on senior night. They're all played well, but the Wettstein girl for them last night stepped up, made some huge baskets, I think had 17 points, and you know, they had other girls play well, of course, and score, but she was kind of the wild card last night for them. And was able to pull it off, was able to kind of lead them to a victory. But I was proud of the way our team played. Like I said, I thought we competed hard and gave one of the best teams in the state a very good game last night.
You'll get married to Scene Valley in the opening round of Substate tomorrow night. But kind of a two-part question here is we're at the end of the regular season now. Just as a whole, top to bottom from the TVL perspective, how would you kind of rank how good the league was this year, maybe to years past, and then kind of piggybacking off that, you know, with your team specifically, who went above and beyond, who exceeded expectations, who stood out this year, just kind of a general thought from a season as a whole?
Yeah, I'm disappointed that we've only got 6 wins right now, and I'm not saying that we, you know, should have beat some teams. We were probably less talented than a lot of the teams we lost to, but now, after last night, we've got nine games there that are 10 points or less that are losses. And, you know, could I have done something different coaching-wise? Could we have made a play here or switched the defense here or, you know, somebody not turned the ball over there and might have made the difference in 3, 4, 5 wins? So, you know, at least we were competitive in a lot of games in what I think is a very tough league. I mean, I think we have some great teams, and then we also have some really good teams that are going to be in substates with teams that are in our league that, if they weren't, might have a chance to get to a state tournament. So the girls' league overall, I think, is fantastic. There's senior talent, and then there's underclassmen talent. So, you know, Twin Valley League's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. It's going to be good basketball where you really have to compete hard every night. And, you know, I thought just a little disappointed in our 6 wins, but, you know, there's nothing we can do about that now. We just got to try to get a substate victory as far as the kids. You know, we were playing a freshman, Harper Wettstein, who's outstanding, going to be a good player for us down, you know, in the future. And then we had 5 seniors that proved good leadership all year. And, you know, the wins are one thing, but when you can go through a season, an enjoyable season with 15 girls and not have much drama, you know, you have good senior leadership. And, you know, that's what I'm most impressed with about our seniors. They, you know, don't be talking bad about the coach. Don't be talking bad about other players. You know, we keep all that stuff kind of in-house, and they've done a good job of doing that and eliminating drama. Sometimes, some seasons, you have that. And that was what made this season so enjoyable, that they were fun to coach, they were easy to coach. And hopefully we'll get another chance to do that, a couple more games at least.
Yeah, and the best part about it is, regardless of how you go through the regular season, once you get to Substate, you wipe the slate clean, and everybody's 0-0, and it's just who's playing well on one particular night could be the difference in winning and losing and keeping your season alive. So tomorrow night, first round of Substate, it's the Onega Substate. It's the 3-6 matchup. You guys got to go on the road. Another long road trip, something you guys are certainly used to in the TVL, but Mary Dessen Valley is the opponent. They won 13 games in the regular season. How much scout have you done? What do you know? Challenges they present in this Substate opener?
Yeah, I'm not a huge film watcher in basketball, but I have watched a little bit of film on them, 3 games or so. And they're a talented team. I don't know how they would do in our league. I would tend to say that they probably wouldn't have 13, 14 wins if they were in our league, but still going to be tough to go down there. I'm just glad we kind of get to play somebody different. There's a lot of our league teams in that sub-state. You know, we could be going to D-West. We could be going to Centralia. Teams we've already seen a couple of times that, you know, you just don't really want to play again right now. It's kind of nice to play somebody different, kind of that unknown, you know, and see how we can do just going down there and matching up with our league against their league and seeing what comes out. But a long road trip, if the girls compete like they did last night, we'll have a great chance. Of course, we'll have to make some shots, and that's always a question mark for us. It's all going to go in the hole. But if we compete hard, we'll have a chance, and that's all we ask for.
There it is, Derek Jasper, Troy girls basketball coach, wrapping up the regular season. Last night, they will go to Meredosine Valley, the first round of sub-state. Tomorrow night, the 3-6 matchup there in the 1A Division I Onega sub-state. Coach, we appreciate the time throughout the course of the year. Thanks again for all what you've done and joining us each and every week. Good luck tomorrow night in that sub-state opener, and we will talk to you again down the road.
You bet, Brandon. Hey, I appreciate all your preparation and you doing this all year. Appreciate all you do. Thanks.